Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Place in football where the offense is always on the field is on Moneyline with the two best hosts in radio, Donnie Wrightside.
If anybody wasn't watching, listen, I don't know what you were doing.
And Kevin Walsh.
Forget act like you've been there before.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
Best hour of your day officially underway. It is a Thursday. It is the Sports Grid Network. It is Sirius XM Channel 159. I'm Donnie Wrightside. He is Kevin Walsh. Our job is to hit the hottest topics across the professional sports landscape. And also, I am excited for this week's games. Two on Saturday, two on Sunday, National Championship Monday. It's a football extravaganza here.
Yeah, we're certainly going to run that gauntlet. We've got ourselves... I know tonight, a lighter day of hoops, kind of that Cavs Thunder part two, though. I don't know, you know, college doesn't have a great board tonight. I know sometimes they have very light Fridays. You'd love to see them have a great Friday this weekend. I don't know if they do or not, Donnie. But speaking of college, if you don't mind, I saw a topic. And I went, thank goodness I'm talking to Donnie today. It's the perfect Donnie topic. Because they keep reporting that Bill Belichick, you know, he's not signed the contract yet. And, man, I don't know. A couple of teams wouldn't mind interviewing Bill Belichick. And, you know, I think we all kind of assume that Bill's first, you know, choice would have been still coaching within the National Football League. Is this a story to you? Or is Bill maybe getting a couple of dollars out of UNC? What's the story?
I don't think he has intentions, per se, of leaving. But we always let's go back to the originality of this, right? We thought last year, oh my God, Bill Belichick got fired. He's going to easily get a job. We sort of iced out by ownership groups, and maybe it was Robert Kraft just bad mouthing him to other owners. He's showing me up, don't hire him, and send him away. What I thought was so interesting were like Bill Belichick, he didn't go to Ohio State, he didn't go to USC. He went to North Carolina, which has no history of doing a damn thing in college football, and said, you know what? Maybe the college game isn't for me. I back-channeled a couple situations. It wasn't working out. I want to take care of my son, make sure he's going to be set, and this would be a perfect landing spot, and I would go there. And all of a sudden, teams like, wait a second. There's not two spots open, not three, four, five. There's seven NFL spots that are open, and they want to talk to him. He's going like, I'm in Chapel Hill, Carolina, at a non-football institution, and this is what I hitched my wagon to. So, of course, he's going to have those secondary and buyer's remorses. And I love the fact that people are now saying, Kevin, like, well, no, he just hired a veteran special teams coach. He would never leave him high and dry. What do you think Bill Belichick goes, let me get my guys some jobs down here, because when I bounce, they'll still have jobs down here. I'll go back to the NFL. Everybody wins, including my son. Like, I still have notions of that happening. You're telling me right now, Kevin, that he takes this job at Carolina. They're trying to invest in him, and Dallas is like, Bill, if you want it, this is your job, man. $15 million a year, way more than you're getting at Carolina, back in the NFL, and have at it. He would leave Carolina high and dry and be like, place to my son, place some of my friends there. We all won. See you guys. Enjoy your life.
Well, I think even Donnie, to what you're talking about, couldn't he just bring them all with him to Dallas or Jacksonville or New Orleans or we're like, I don't think these guys would be left jobless. I don't think so, ultimately, right? I think North Carolina would be in a terrible spot. I don't know. It's one of those things where when I initially saw people so hyper-focused on, man, look at the buyout. Look how quickly you can get. I'm like, guys, come on. This is ridiculous. This would be embarrassing if Bill Belichick turned around and did this. It doesn't even make sense. But it's one of those things where you don't ever want to be naive, right? And I feel like they keep throwing it out there like, yeah, man, a little weird. And the reason why I think it's even worth discussing, and I think what everybody would agree on, is Bill's first choice would be coaching pro because he can chase the wins record. I think more than anything, I don't think that his true love is coaching college, right?
No, it's not. But, and also, speculation is there because Bill Belichick put the speculation there. Give me a buyout that's $30 million for the first 3 years. That'll show you how much I'm committed to being at North Carolina. Yeah. Or how about other options where Bill takes the podium and goes, I don't know what's going on out here. I'm the coach of North Carolina. I'm going nowhere. Mm-hmm. Because you know what other institutions in college do? Psst, you don't want to go there. He might not even be there before you even step foot on campus. Like, that's negative recruiting is the biggest recruiting tool you can have in college football. Every school uses it against each other. Whether it was Miami back then, you're going to get, they're going to go on probation. You can't go there. Or this coach is leaving. How about just the simple fact is your coach won't be there by the time you play game number one next year, whether it's right or wrong. And Bill's like, eh, let them say what they want. No, that wins. And that's what other kids are hearing. Hey, would love to go play for Belichick. Well, do you want to go there? And in September, your first game of the year, he's not even there. Whose fault's that?
And let me say this, Donnie. Again, maybe I got too excited about it, but I've been very underwhelmed with the news around North Carolina transfer portal action. We saw him. He stood awkwardly in a photo because they signed a Holy Cross offensive lineman. And then yesterday we found out the kid Criswell is leaving. That's the update we got. Like, I thought this guy would get himself in the race for the Quinn Ewers if he stayed, Carson Beck if he moved on. Any type of big names that you might want to suggest, I thought we would hear Bill Belichick. And who is their quarterback next season?
Nobody knows.
Do they even have one? So that's what I'm not following. Also, the transfer portal, Donnie, becoming very free agency, cap space, acts to me. Is the transfer portal even real? You're like, oh, Bro Pergula jumped in the portal because he had to, or the deadline would have passed. And then yesterday, this North Carolina kid, Criswell, hit the portal. So I'm not sure I'm following A to B to C.
Yeah, no, it's anarchy out there, and Kevin as well as knows. I don't think they should have got paid to play. NIL, I thought, was an awesome structure, which you know I love this, Kevin. Local car dealership, eat Chipotle for the week, sign some autographs, maybe drive a car for that month or two that you get it. It was never designed to let me just use it like NFL free agency and pay you the highest amount you can just so you can play for me. It is what it is. We're here at this point. It's never changing. But I do think it's interesting there with the Bill Belichick stuff where it's like, you know what? He probably would be a coach in the NFL, but he sort of had to know that. Like, he's not, his agent is not saying, you know, hey, got iced out by every franchise. Let's go college. And the minute he goes college, they go, it's like, you know, you have a girl that you like. And it's like, yeah, well, I'm going to treat her disrespectfully. She goes with another guy like, man, I like that girl. Why isn't she with me? Like, is that what Bill Belichick happened now? Like, or the NFL teams? Like, we thought we were just going to play him out and he'd never get a job again. Now that he actually wants to coach, we want back in at this point here. But also, we talked about this morning, coaches thing, like landing spots in the NFL and how stupid it is where it's like, you can interview now. We can't hire you. Then we have to wait 3.5 weeks till the Super Bowl is over. And then you might already have a job with somebody else who don't want our job or our job's closed off here. The NFL does everything backwards with the way they make a head coach. But Ben asked me a question here. Which head coaching spot gets filled first? I said Dallas, and I said with Deion. How about that?
Yeah, you know, Donnie, they keep throwing the reports out there that Jerry is down to make that move happen. I don't know, man. It's still hard for me to believe. I really have been of the mind that Deion only leaves if it means he can coach Shador. And you think he's going to go?
Here's Bill Belichick, negative recruiting. Deion, hot as a pistol in college, kids want to play for him.
Yeah.
He wants to be a pro coach. You love Deion, right? He might be gone before you get to campus as well. Because that report that came out, what do you think about Dallas calling him? Love Jerry. Spent a lot of time with Jerry. Great relationship. We talked football. That was it. I love Colorado. I'm not going to the Cowboys. I didn't hear that in what he said. I heard Jerry. I can't get there fast. Jerry, call me again. I'll be there. That's what I got out of it.
See, I got out of it the middle, Donnie, which was your, I felt, initial reaction of, That Cowboys job is an unbelievable chip to play here. Time to add a zero, Colorado. Otherwise, we're going to have big issues.
Yeah, and I heard, remember Colorado didn't even have the money to pay Deion. They just needed to get Deion on campus. Man, he's going to string that place dry at this point. We'll be right back. It's Moneyline. It's a Thursday. We're getting you ready for an exciting weekend action of football. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it, people. Come on, it's Moneyline. It's what we do. We bring those hot topics, NFL coaches, the coaching carousel, when it's going to get to be filled in, but also this weekend's division round action, two Saturday, two Sunday. And I deemed it, Kevin, maybe it's sucky Saturday and super Sunday at this point with the way those lines are lining up, Houston and Kansas City, Washington and Detroit. Maybe you have to wait till Sunday to actually get some of these games that play close. I'm ready to fire today, and I will. I already bet one game this morning, Kevin. I missed out on one number, which I am going to take. I'll get to that in just a few moments, though, still. But I did take already Lamar Jackson, Kevin, over 9.5 rushing attempts against the Buffalo Bills this week. A lot of outlets out there. So Fanatics, I think, is like to have 10 rushes or more, plus 100. FanDuel is like minus 108 for 9.5. Minus 105, I think, was out there for DraftKings. So those numbers are still there. Explained it this morning. So we'll start in that game itself because why? It really is the game of the day. If I ask you first, side and total, where do you go in this game?
Again, just we're Buffalo, Baltimore, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct.
Okay. As I have a follow up question for your prop, but we'll start side and total.
Yes.
So,
yep.
To me, I am struggling with this game, and rightfully so, because you look at the number and it's kind of built to be a tough decision, right? Unless you know you have a hot take or something like that. And while I think I like the Baltimore team better, you know that I think there has to be some level of value to home field advantage. Mm-hmm. I think Baltimore clipping Buffalo twice is probably a difficult thing to do. I imagine that Buffalo will be in within this game selling to stop out the run, which makes then the pass attacks for this game on both sides of the ball very interesting. I initially saw this total and thought to myself, okay, we probably have ourselves an under. Everyone's going to be betting over. Both teams are going to look to run the ball. As we get closer, Donnie, I'm thinking of playing over. We have a football team in Buffalo who scores 30 or more in every home game they play, basically. We have a Baltimore offense that is capable of explosive plays, whether that be ground or air. I'm struggling on the side. I feel like as we get closer and closer and closer, I'm going to lean Buffalo, and I'm going to lean over in this game.
Gotcha. It's great because I love these conversations because I'm on the other side. Mm-hmm. Like, I lean Baltimore in this game, lay the 1.5, and I do think the game will stay under 51.5. But looking at some of the props in this game, it's cold, but the thing is you're used to that in Buffalo. Nobody's going to be so surprised by it. 15 or so degrees by kickoff. Winds under 10 miles an hour, so we're not looking at that death cold wind chill of minus 16. Precipitation, not really in the forecast for this game unless we get some lake effect snow or some crazy things happen in Buffalo, which could happen, but we're not anticipating that. That's why that number is 51.5. But I look at both sides, and I always say this, Kevin, when I get to the quarterback scenarios in the postseason. I love to bet on athletic quarterbacks because now's the time where the coach says, hey, kid, we got to get that first down. Any means necessary, which includes you running the football. So I sort of settled on saying, do I want Lamar Jackson over his rushing prop, which is in the 50s? Do I want, you know, Derrick Henry over his rushing prop, which is right around 100 yards? I do think there'll be successful, legitimate chances to get that. But the one thing I like sometimes about betting to me is I think I'm going to get an even shot, Kevin, regardless of all four quarters. And I explain it this way. If you are looking to take, let's just say, Mixon on the ground in the Houston-Kansas City game, the game plan better be, we're going to give Mixon the football early, and we expect to be within a field goal or touchdown throughout the entire game. So when you get the football, we're not going like, well, I'd be lucky to get a carry on this drive because all they're going to do is throw. Now, granted, if they're ahead in the football game, you love it because that means extra carries. When I look at a prop bet with Lamar Jackson, do I think he gets, let's just say, 55 yards rushing? I do. But if I take his over 9.5, here's what I get out of that. Kevin, first quarter, they're running the football and Lamar's running the football. That's great. Second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, they're down 14 points. You know what he's doing, Lamar? Mm-hmm. He's dropping back in the pocket, which means if the pass rush starts to get home, he's going to run the football. And also, if I do think that he is going to win the football game, Baltimore, at the end of the game, I might be able to sneak as many as 3 kneel down attempts to go with it as opposed to taking the yardage that I can steal. For me and my money, I would be shocked to say, Kevin, Baltimore wins this game, and let's just say 23-20, just putting a random number out there. Mm-hmm. And Lamar ran the ball 4 times. I'm like, damn, that's impressive. Like, yep. I just think the way I see Lamar Jackson in the playoffs, which is what I saw last week, is he doesn't care because he understands, Kevin, I could win another MVP. You know what they're going to say to me at the end of the year if I don't make it in the playoffs here to at least the Super Bowl? This kid can't get it done. Any means necessary. I love Lamar Jackson getting at least 10 rushing attempts, which might clinch when they take knees at the end of the football game, if need be, for me.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because I would never tell you that I expect the 10 rush attempts bet to lose. But if you mm-hmm. asked me to rank Donnie, his rush yards, mm-hmm. his longest run, his rush attempts, the rush yes. attempts would be my pick last. Again, doesn't mean mm-hmm. I don't like it, but
yeah,
I look through Lamar's postseason, catalog, right? And only once has he not cleared 50. Only once mm-hmm. did he not have a run of 16 or more yards. I think he landed like 9 2 or 3 times, right? Yeah. Again, I think they're all very likely winners. I think it's interesting, especially for the conversations that you and I have all the time to go with temps. What I'll say on the other end of it, though, is I got lucky or I made the right move. On Sunday night, Donnie, I ended up betting Jaden Daniels over his rush attempts, which he mm-hmm. smashed. He didn't get close to his rush prop. He finished 36 yards on 13 attempts all in all there. So I see a pathway. And I think what's really interesting is if you end up with a winning ticket, right?
Mm-hmm.
12 carries and he goes for under 45 yards. That to me is a mm-hmm. very good sign for Buffalo, I think, more than anyone.
Yeah. And I tell you before, too, because I got hurt a little bit a couple weeks ago on a parlay prop. And it doesn't, because I always reset, have it out of mind. But it's just funny where it's like, hey, man, I need Lamar to get, 50 yards rushing. And he takes a couple knees at the end of the game and you lose that there. I just look at it saying, because I just like the correlation of no matter what the score is, Kevin, throughout the entirety of the game, Lamar is going to be back there with either a chance to design run it himself or just mm-hmm. run it because he's got to throw 16 times in the fourth quarter. And 5 of those plays, he just said, you know what? Let me just take the quick 10 yards and get out of there. But I do think, obviously, they're all correlated. In what world would Lamar Jackson have 11 rushing attempts and finish with 38 yards? Could it happen? Yes. But that probably means he's in the 70s or 80s at that point. It's the best game of the weekend. It's so much fun to handicap. 3 other games. Even though it's Thursday, people, we are getting you ready for an exciting divisional round weekend here, right here on the Sports Grid Network. It's Donnie and Kevin. We'll be right back after this short break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here on the grid, obviously, is a Football Friday, but Kevin not here on a Football Friday on Moneyline. So I always like to get those people prepped. And quite frankly, I could talk all week long on these 4 games. I'm so excited for this weekend. It's fantastic. I love the fact that the Eagles are on Sunday and it's 3:00. I don't miss any of the football game. And also, Kevin, it's that point where you still get to enjoy the weekend, right? Because if you forget about your handicapping and your tickets that are in, if you're a fan of a ball club, you don't want to be the Houston Texans and say, okay, game number 1 of the weekend, we got mopped up by Kansas City. Now you got to try to enjoy Washington, Detroit. You see where I'm going on that? Like, you almost get a chance to say, like, Saturday, even though I don't think the games are going to be all that crazy entertaining with massive upsets, but you can still cheer it and watch it. And the Eagles come on at 3:00. And if they win, which they're supposed to, then you really enjoy Baltimore and Buffalo. But let me ask you this question, because I'm sort of honing in here on Lamar Jackson in this game. You know me. I like to take secondary options and secondary looks. Are there any ways, because I'm really going to get into it today. Like, after Moneyline, I got all my books open. I have all my statistics that I like. Practice reports are in. Tickets are going to start flying out this afternoon. But if there are any shots here on Buffalo or Baltimore that you are looking at, even if you haven't fired it, like, you know what? This really has my interest.
Well, I'll tell you, it just from you talking, and not going the other way, but now you have me interested in a Derrick Henry rush attempts number. Because I don't know if he can break a 75-yarder like he did last time you played them. But they're going to want to pound the rock with Henry, right? I mean, that's just going to be their desire.
Yeah, you know. Let me ask you this too. Let me, because it's going to double down on your question. As much as like, I think I've got more upset out of my Eagles fandom than any game I've ever watched in last year's Baltimore game where they lost to Kansas City. Does that factor in for you when you look at Derrick Henry props? Like, they understand as well what the task is.
Yeah, I mean, but it is 20, right? So it's a big number, but he should have 13, 14 at the break, right? I mean,
like, who's the exact, like who's stealing him? Like, Saquon got 25 last week. Well, who? Kenneth Gainwell got three. Like, Kenneth Gainwell's not getting seven. Nobody on the Baltimore Ravens is getting more than five rushing attempts outside of starting quarterback Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. There's no vultures there.
No, there can't be, because those are wasted reps if there is all of a sudden, right?
Yes.
The world where that number for Henry goes under is a world where they're just inefficient and there's not enough rush attempts ultimately. It's a team that ran the ball 50. You know, I'll say this, and again, like, Lamar, what did he run the ball? 18 times last week, Donnie? Like, that's a really high number. So again, you can hit your bet with 12 rush attempts, right? But Henry didn't get a couple of those keepers that he typically would get during a normal approach there. The Buffalo side, Josh didn't run as much as he typically would last week, and I don't know if that was a saving himself thing. I don't know if that was
or score,
almost,
you know what I mean,
disrespectful to Denver. Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe
it. It got away from in the second half. It's like, hey, you know, because I'm with you. It's like when rubber meets the road and it's third and three on the three, damn it, he's calling his own number. And I liked it because James Cook was my favorite touchdown prop of that game. He ended up scoring on that 5-yard run. But I like, as the stakes get bigger and you understand, because I think the theory coming into that game against Denver is like, we're going to win this game. I know we're going to win it. Let's, you know, spread it out. But when there are games where it's like, we're not even favored in our own building, like, I think players of that ilk say, if we lose this game, I want to be at the mic and be like, I gave it everything I had. I threw 46 times. I ran it 22 times myself. Even though I'm just using facetious numbers here. Like, I don't want to see, like, the mic's in front of his face. Why'd you have two carries for 6 yards in this game and it was a 3-point game? Like, that's not happening. That's not happening.
You know, listen, we're obviously talking a lot about, you know, the betting options, but can we, like, for a second, we will, like, you know how bad this is for whoever loses this game? Like, the quarterback, the organization? This is a disaster. Yeah. I mean, there's no other way to call it. I saw something, Donnie. I was watching the end of SportsCenter last night. Most wins for a football team in a 6-year span without a Super Bowl appearance. The current most is, I think, 71 by an Aaron Rodgers team. Baltimore right now is at 71, and Buffalo is at 77. Yeah. Basically, either one of these teams not making the Super Bowl is a massive disappointment when you consider what they've been doing now for a half a decade. The fact that one of them's definitely not making the conference title game is a total disaster.
Cold temperatures in Buffalo. And by the way, Vic Ferrari, Jackson Allen to run one in parlay plus 465. So there you go. Touchdowns, yards, that's what we're looking for. The game of the weekend probably is going to be Ravens and Buffalo. At the same time, we got three other games to get to and have some fun with and set the table for this weekend's act.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Thursday divisional action this weekend, going to be sensational, hopefully profitable at the same time. If we do start also, we talked about that Baltimore-Buffalo game. Let's go to Saturday night's game here. It's Washington, it's Detroit. Line opened up at 8.5, now up to 9.5, so close to double digits. Total, which is very interesting. You see the 55.5, and usually that's going to strike people immediately right away. Probably to bet the under, just out of, that's a ridiculous number. If it hits, oh well. That line hasn't moved anywhere at any book. They're all 55 and a half, which I do think is interesting. You are not waiting on any information of, boy, they're supposed to get a snowstorm. Maybe it misses them. This is a dome game, fast track here. But let's start with the side itself. 9.5. Detroit locked, loaded, rested at home. An amazing home field advantage they will have on Saturday. Also taking into account Washington with only 6 days to prepare. Detroit coming off of a bye. Are you looking at that 9.5 saying that's crazy work? Washington should be able to hang around? Or is this one of those where you might have 27-3 at the break?
Yeah, I think the number is too high. But I did think that I was very surprised by what Tampa laid to Washington, Donnie. Mm-hmm. I never thought we would see the Bucs be a field goal favorite in that game. And I don't know, again, what home field is worth, right? But let's just forget that for a second. You know, are the Lions power rated 6.5 points better than Tampa Bay? Honestly, about that. That's probably what we would expect. So I'm not like stunned by the number, but it's a ton of points, right? And I think Washington is a team you look at, Donnie, where you expect that back door to stay open, right? Like Jaden Daniels is going to have to be atrocious in order, I think, for Washington to not cover the number. Because, yeah, okay, the Lions might score every possession if that's the idea. But, I mean, like, look, man, Washington didn't punt the entire game against Tampa, right? Mm-hmm. They only had turnovers on downs. There was no fumbles. There was no interceptions. Like, to cover 9.5, Donnie, you're going to have to get a number of stops and turnovers. And Washington, I don't know if that's on the board for Detroit against Washington.
Detroit's team total, somewhere hovering around 34.5 to 33.5, depending on where you're shopping at for a playoff game. It's wild, which means you're looking at 5 touchdowns. But then when you sort of put it into context, as both of these teams love to go for a fourth down and they're not kicking field goals, you're basically just saying, okay, can you put 5 touchdowns up? They're not like, oh, they settled for 3 field goals. It doesn't feel like that's going to be the vibe, specifically from Washington's side. Like, what good does it do them on their opening drive to drive it inside the 10, have a 4th-and-3, and be like, let's just get points on the board? You ain't beating Detroit with field goals. So I do think that's an interesting aspect. The one I haven't bet yet, which I probably should have taken earlier in the week because I knew the lines would change, and they did, but not all that drastic. Passing props, Jaden Daniels. And I say to myself, 234.5 is his passing prop. Okay, Jared Goff's 271. But to throw 2 touchdowns for Jaden Daniels is plus 100 now. It was 114 less than 24 hours ago. I say myself this, again, it's the Lamar theory for me. No matter what happens throughout 4 quarters, he's still going to be looking for a chance to run the football, whether they're winning or they're losing at that point. And I look at Jaden Daniels and say, if we're not, Kevin, kicking field goals, you are going to be trying to score touchdowns. And if I say, I believe Washington will score then 3 touchdowns in this ball game, he's going to at least throw for 2. That's the MO. He throws 2 touchdown passes. It's what he does. And also, Kevin, if they are losing in the second half, which I anticipate them being, we're not handing the football off right on 1st and goal from the 5. You're just looking to get in the end zone and save as much time as you can. I really like Jaden Daniels to throw over 1.5 touchdown passes in this game.
I want to take a look at what Detroit's been allowing touchdown-wise, especially kind of during their down portions of defense, right, Donnie, just to get an idea. Mm-hmm. Because, look, again, I'm not saying he can't throw 2 touchdown passes, but I'd love to take a look at something along the lines of each team for a rushing touchdown in that game. Because Detroit, and listen, maybe I'll get, you know, the same result I got with Eagles-Packers, right? Where it's like, well, the Eagles are through the door. Let's see if Green Bay can do it. Green Bay did it, and the Eagles somehow didn't have a rushing touchdown. We went through, Donnie, which I thought was pretty remarkable, 6 wild card games. And in 0 games did both teams score a rushing touchdown.
Yeah.
So, again, I'm not saying he can absolutely go out there, throw multiple touchdowns. But I'm wondering, and I'm going to see if I can find it right now, if we could get
the Eagles not having a rushing touchdown last week, right? It's like, wait a second.
It's madness.
He scored multiple touchdowns and nobody ran one in. They didn't even have a chance to.
Well, no, they did have 1 chance, Donnie, and then he went down, and that was the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Man, come on, team total to the over. Bang, hits right there.
It is. You saw the clip, too, of Devonta Smith screaming at him.
Oh, I love it. It's my favorite. Yeah. I tried to post it in our little group chat, but
yeah. Oh, that's where I did see it from.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yes. Yeah. No. It did. Yeah. That's where I saw it from. Like the best is like those wide receivers are like, man, we don't even get any chances. This guy lays down on his chances. You can't even be serious.
Yes. Because it's, and it mattered nothing whatsoever, but it's just one of those things where it's like everybody's been an athlete somewhere. It's like, well, I put $175 on the board and another touchdown. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just continuing to just ride this wave of how crazy good I am. And the fact that those, like, because the best part is A.J. Brown in a one-point game catches a slant pass where he thinks he should get down. That's a 65-yard house call. Defense, you better come up with a stop because I'm housing this thing.
Can you do me a favor? I can't find it right now. Can you see if you can find over on maybe 365 if they have both teams for a rushing touchdown in Detroit and Washington? I just want to get an idea what a price would be for that game.
Let's see. Team props. both teams. First of all, I'll give you the numbers. For Washington to get one rushing touchdown as a team is -250. Detroit, 1.5 at -125. So let me go to the main props card here. Rushing touchdowns for the game, Kevin, it is pretty expensive, though. 2.5, -135. So three total rushing touchdowns. Yeah. So they're pricing it appropriately because 55 points is there. Should they get three? Yes, they should. But that's not the number you were looking for, like a 1.5, like -150 or less. Like, okay, two touchdowns, catches that in. Yeah. But they're spinning it on you because 3.5 touchdown passes in this game is only -130. I actually like that even more than the rushing.
Yeah, no, I actually wouldn't disagree. The thing is they are two teams that at the 5-yard line you're like, ooh, I could get a pass. Now at the 1-yard line you're like, all right, we need a stuff here.
Yes,
and you saw like FD getting ripped to shreds because of how they hung the initial Lions touchdown prices in this game, and then they adjusted.
Yeah,
them
you know at- what? I didn't see it, but Friezo was talking about that on the morning show. Something ridiculous, like you're going to pay like -400 on both of these guys or something to get.
Yeah, it was. They adjusted it, but yeah, it was like -430 Gibbs, -320 Montgomery. He was like, "What's even happening?"
Yeah, and then you get the angry people like, "Okay, fine, you want to put that? Give me the no at +125 or +150. Then I'll just take both of those," which they never would do.
They would never do. I will say this. I am almost assuredly not betting anything in the Lions' backfield. I still can't believe Montgomery's just like back playing. I don't know. I just, the whole thing's ridiculous to me.
He's going to start. Going to take carries away.
Full health.
The first goal line.
Totally ridiculous, man. I'm telling you.
Yes. I blew my knee out 3 weeks later. You know, not even like 6 months later. Like 3 weeks later, what a misdiagnosis here.
Yeah. It's totally ridiculous. Anybody have an update on Terry and Arnold? On Zietler, like the 4 or 5 people that got injured in their Week 18 game that people ignored?
I don't think Zietler is going to play in this game. I don't. I saw it right away in that game. And he's because, you know, look, I'm the hamstring guy. When I heard like the people too, like, man, he was celebrating in the locker room or he walked off. I'm like, people just don't understand. Like, we need to have a conversation in America about the hamstring injury. Not who's going to be president, not what we're going to do in the world stakes here. We just need people to understand what a hamstring injury is, where when you pull it, it's like, that doesn't feel that bad. That's a cramp. No, that means you're not going to be able to run for at least 3 to 4 weeks at this point here. So I do think he's going to struggle playing in this game. But Arnold, I do think he's coming back, though, to be honest.
I'm sure he is, Donnie. I'm sure they're all coming back. Like, is Dan Campbell the team doctor? Like that's what I'm starting to try and figure out.
One needle can get anybody back out on that field. And that's for Detroit. That's gritty, man. That's absolutely gritty. Let me see. Arnold, did he practice? Did he practice in? Arnold full practices on Tuesday and Wednesday here. How about that? Zietler has not practiced this week. There you go, Detroit. Home in the dome on Saturday night. We'll continue to talk more football right here on the Sports Grid Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
By the way, guys, if you didn't know already, like, we're setting up this football weekend divisional round, following week NFC AFC championships, then 2 weeks later it's the Super Bowl. The boys from PFT will be at the Super Bowl, boots on the ground down there. The reason I bring this up is not because what we're doing down there. One thing you can assure, DRS probably won't be a man of the town, probably be in bed by 7 o'clock, living his best life at this point. But I want to ask you, food in New Orleans. Creole type food, you know what I mean? Southern gumbos and jambalayas. You in with that? Like, are you gonna partake in that? The beignets are supposed to be fantastic. Emeril Lagasse. Come on.
I am not someone with the most extended palate, quite frankly. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know how much I'll be getting in. Like, I hear, like, I don't even know what gumbo is. Like, I don't even have a slight clue.
It's like a southern chili, if you can explain it correctly. You know what I mean? Just throw a bunch of shrimp and a couple po' boy sandwiches together and just knock them out at this point. I'll tell you right now, there's somebody in upper management that's probably getting a laugh out of right now, like Kevin. Yeah, like he's not going to have the gumbo or something like that. Mm-hmm. There, you know?
100%.
I'm feeling that somebody's laughing at that one behind the scenes. But, like, I just like to get, because I only eat lunch, so burgers and stuff. I don't think it's going to be like, hey, man, try this, and I'm sure there's wonderful places within walking distance of that convention center or the hotel we're staying where you can get authentic New Orleans food. And I don't think I'm going to be partake because I don't want to blow my one meal, though, Kev. You get three meals, you can blow one on that. Like, well, that wasn't that good. We'll get back at it at dinner.
Yeah, so here's the question now for you, right? When do you think any of the days you will eat at a different time? Like, or do you think you will eat the same time every day, no matter what?
Well, because I'm usually starving by that time. So it's not like, hey, let me just skip 3 hours and it's cool. Like, can I do it? Yes. But my body understands, like, hey, man, starting at 11 o'clock, let's start to find some stuff. By the way, X-Man's in the chat box. Gumbo is not chili. I know it's not chili. I was just trying to explain, like, sort of what, you know what I mean? Like, it goes into a pot. It's a bunch of mixtures. I know it's not chili at that point.
See, we're struggling to not have the phone lines.
Yes, but he also says shout out to the whole New Orleans area. So there you go. X-Men always taking care of the people out there.
That's true.
In the streets here. But yeah, no, I wish I could like deviate, but I don't do it. But just the way it is, like dinner plans, like, no, I don't, I'm just going to be chilling.
But so like, will you still say show up, say there's a big team meal? Like, do you still think you'll be like, yeah, I'll come through. Don't worry about it. I have some water and just sit, hang out.
Yeah, see, that's tough. But I don't know how, because also, we're trying to play this where it's like, you know what, for the first time that we're actually on somewhat East Coast time, where your day is not so messed up that your only goal is, am I going to be able to just get enough sleep before I have to wake up at 11:59 p.m. for my next day's work? You know what I mean? Like, we have to get the time scheduled down, because if it's something where it's like, hey, man, down at the convention center at this time, maybe a day or two, you can delay that bad boy till late in the afternoon, relax with the fellas. Do you know what I mean? Like, there are chances for that, because I've done that twice in the past year and a half. So it's not like I do it a lot, but I have delayed my eating schedule to accommodate, you know, other people in my life.
But the delaying is the only option for you is delaying, not a double up, right?
No, or it's like, because sometimes I'll just be like, all right, well, I can't eat at lunch, but let me have, you know, a couple of pretzels, like that soft pretzel, just like something that says, you know what, my stomach is going to get into a fist fight with me in 30 seconds. Let me just handle that for a minute. Like, I could do that. I don't like to do that, but there is a way around it. But again, it's it all depends on what the deal is. But if I put odds on, will I be going to dinner? Probably 80% no. How about that? But there's a 20% chance.
But there's 5 days, right? Or 6 days. Like, I feel like you can't be a no.
Maybe a Saturday. Maybe Friday night, though. What about like Friday night?
But here's it again. I mean, listen, if we're just like, I mean, what? Hopefully, people stop down there. She always makes a show about herself. Hold on, ready?
Gumbo. She heard the gumbo.
Right. We get in.
Yeah.
Right. I think we know that you're a no because that's not your style. You're like, listen, I got to get ready tomorrow's like day one. All right, fine.
Oh, but yeah. No shot to start.
Whenever we have the media get together, you'll be in the mix there, right?
Yeah. True. Yes, I will.
So you'll be there. And then there's going to be a second like thing where I think you being there is going to be requested.
Like, cause then again, I always like to use like Lisi. Like, I was the only Lisi, if anybody doesn't know, very generous, always with his time, funds, and whatever. But late in the week, Buddy Velastro, who Lisi became best friends with after a 15-minute interview, was amazing to watch. Where Buddy was like, I'll close down every restaurant in the country for you. Just come and eat just by yourself or bring whoever you want. Bring 30 people, bill it to the restaurant. And, you know, Lisi starts to get nervous at that point. Like, I'm going to go, but there's no way this guy's paying for my meal at his place, even though he wants to do that as a favor.
Yeah.
So then at the end of the week, I'm like, you know what? I don't really, like, I'll even go, Lisi. I'll have a meatball with you. No big deal. No, the other guy. So Lisi ends up going and eating like 30 meatballs by himself at Buddy Velastro's place. So So I do hold that against him, saying, you know what?
As you should
go, you declined, and you went there and you ate, and you, you know, I sat in my hotel room, which chances of me were going were, us, look, you, I, because I knew how much he wanted to go. It's like, this guy invited me there. Like, it's meatballs. Yeah. It's everything I want in life. And like, you know, it's a little bit late. It's this time. It's like, I'll go with you. At least he blew me off and then ate 15 meatballs by himself.
By the way, not much earlier than when Lisi kind of darted out on his own. Me, DRS, and Lisi sat down at the, like, virtual, what was it, the roulette wheel? And yes. Donnie and I played together the whole time, right?
Yes.
Simple,
yeah.
Smart,
yep.
Fashionable. Yep. Lisi's on the machine.
He didn't know if he was playing the red or blue. Spin. After the second spin, he completely lost his mind in Vegas. And by the way, there are casinos there in New Orleans, we have, like, forget about even the live table games. We have to find the electronic either craps machines or roulette machines so we can play together. But you are right. Like, the ball spinning, Lisi, what you got? I don't even know. Let me see what just comes up here, and I'll let you know what I had. That's what it felt like.
They're rolling the quadrant. we were playing. Did they ever even release those files of us playing up in the studio together? Like, I never even saw that.
They need to release that because some people are trying to make, like, educated decisions, and some guys are just spraying the board and making up some nonsense about why they're spraying the board in this fashion that made no sense. You got to play the 14 when you do the quadri because that's how it works out. That doesn't make any sense. That ball goes wherever it wants here. Trust me. That's the way it is. That's Joe Lisi. We got one more segment to go. Make sure you're right back here with us on the Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, boys will be live in New Orleans, so get ready for that party the entire week. And boy, oh boy, if it's the Eagles and we're down there and we're coming home with a chance for the Eagles to get another Lombardi, which means my background would have to change massively, which I would love it. Add a second Super Bowl trophy, more pictures, you know, more Jalen Hurts, more Saquon Barkley back there. So I'm with that. But we do have some interesting games overall. Talking about Washington, Detroit, Houston, and Kansas City. I'm telling you right now, Kevin. Kansas City by double digits. How do you like that?
Yeah. You know what's tough, man, is I know how the way I've talked around the Chiefs all year, when I tell people that I think Houston has a very, very, very good chance to win this game, like, of course you do. You just da-da-da. But there, it's a married concept. Like, I've picked on Kansas City because I don't think they're that good. I think they are vulnerable. I think they've been playing with kind of a misstep for quite some time. And I feel that Houston is a particularly dangerous team, honestly. I think the way their defense is playing is necessary. Here's one of the big things, Donnie. The old MO of the Chiefs, the way to beat them was you had to win 35-31, right?
Now, in order to beat down, press it down,
correct.
Take punts.
Yeah, that's not how you have to beat this Kansas City team. You're going to need a very good defensive effort. Their defensive effort's going to be good as well, right? You have to make sure that you can keep them inside that phone booth with you. They're just not the same team anymore, right? And again, yeah, there's always a world things go the other way. I mean, look, they are 7.5-point favorites, but I will be very surprised if this is a dominant Kansas City effort. I'd be very, very surprised.
Andy Reid, big time off the bye. We'll see if that holds true. I think it will. I think Kansas City will win that game. Obviously, I think Detroit's going to win that game, which leaves us with the Rams and the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday afternoon in Philadelphia. Cold temperatures, maybe a snow shower gets in there. 44.5 is the total at FanDuel. 6.5 there, 6 at most outlets. Dan Orlovsky this morning, I saw a highlight come across my screen. He says the Rams are the most dangerous team over the Lions and the Eagles in the NFC. I don't know where they get these analysts from at this point. Like, you want to say, like, the Rams could be dangerous, but then say you're taking them over the Lions and the Eagles. That's where I sort of get that deep breath at this point. But the Eagles are playing the Rams this week. Dome team heading outdoors. Matthew Stafford, loved the guy. Unbelievable gunslinger. number one overall defense in football, best secondary in football by a wide margin. Puka Nacua, love him. Fantastic wideout. Quinyon Mitchell, one of the best young cornerbacks in the game. Cooper Kupp, who you might say 2 years ago, forgetting that Cooper Kupp. Wow, what a dynamic dynamo at wideout. I'm now getting to the point where I used this, even this year, Kevin, up to a few weeks ago. Boy, good wide receiving crew, Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp. I now leave Cooper Kupp in and just insert like Higbee in there. Oh, Higbee and Puka Nacua, decent little setup there for them. I don't even include him because he's not in their offense anymore at this point, and that's apparent. But also, the Rams being on the road last week when they should have been home, flying back and flying across the country. As I said, dome team going outdoors, some weather conditions. Health of the Philadelphia Eagles, Nakobe Dean is down. That is a big miss. But everybody else still ready to go, which includes that offense. The Eagles wasted the Rams. I understand it doesn't matter when you played them before, how it happened. That was in L.A., and they catapulted them. And 37-20, it wasn't even that close. There was a late junk touchdown by the Rams. They absolutely decimated that team. So what changes this week, Kevin, or doesn't?
No, doesn't change at all. It doesn't change. I'm telling you, Donnie, it's going to get bad as we get closer. I'm going to get real rude, real annoying to a lot of people.
Oh, by the way, who were you doing that to yesterday? I was watching you. You were on GTD, right? What, or not yesterday. Was it Tuesday? Which day were you saying you were going to get rude to people? And who were you saying? Was it Sharpan?
Yeah, I was talking to Dave about it. And just, well, I was talking to Brady, actually. I was talking to Brady because he said he because he said, listen, one of the respected odds makers out there said it's Buffalo and Baltimore, the two best teams in the league. I don't, like, whatever, man. Someone has to explain to me how the Philadelphia Eagles have the resume that they have and every single one of the games doesn't count. How they beat Green Bay in Brazil and that didn't matter. How they went to Baltimore, Donnie, and absolutely treated that team like an accordion. Doesn't matter. People are like, man, let me tell you, I don't know if the Eagles can win a shootout against the Rams team they scored 37 against. Man, I saw I'm not going to mention the name because it is somebody whose opinion I respect. He's like, man, you can find the tweet. My model makes this game Eagles minus 7.5. But that offense has been rough lately. Has it? What have you been watching? What have you been lately, as in the last three quarters of football? No, but that Eagles offense is so good. They hung 41 on Dallas. That Eagles offense then with Kenny Pickett hung 33 on Washington. What are we talking about?
It is what it is, people. Matthew Stafford outdoors in the rain and snow. 1-8 record and a 54 completion percentage in his career. How about that? Coming to town, baby. Let's do it. We're out of here. Chris Brown, the Wheels of Steel, Donnie Wrightside, and Kevin Walsh. Football Friday tomorrow. Don't you miss out. We'll be back then. See you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.